Feels good.
Bye-bye, Shaka.
When the kids were young, I asked them, it was...
Apostle, can you stop it right there, because I'm going to give you some...
When they were young, it was raining.
Blow the trumpet now.
It was raining. It was like a thunderstorm.
Uh-huh.
And I asked them, how does God prosper the nations? I said, it's a four-letter word, and you're looking at it. And they were wondering what I was talking about. But I said, it's rain. That's how God physically blesses every nation, every state, when he sends rain. Rain is the reason you can have the resources.
Amen.
It grows the food, everything grows, then people can eat and they can work and they can dig, they can mine coal, they can, whatever they have to do.
Amen.
Rain is the way God...
That's the air you
breathe. Mm-hmm. You don't have to... You know, if you're somewhere and there's no water, there's no life there.
Exactly. And then you start having other problems. But the Holy Spirit came to supply us with everything we need. When a person believes on Jesus, mm-hmm. even the first time they hear the word of God, a healing process begins.
Amen.
The word comes to us in seed form, and it's light. Because it's light, it illuminates. Because it illuminates, that word was a gift, a grace to us. We received it. We didn't deserve it, but somebody said that Jesus died in our place, and we understood it. And that word grows up.
Amen.
When you believe it, you receive it, and the healing process starts transforming your life. You get a brand new spirit. And then that same life of God is in you. And it comes out in everything, the way you live, the
mm-hmm.
advice you give, the influence you have. Everything comes from that.
That's good, Apostle.
And the Holy Spirit supplies it. Mm-hmm. Our greatest strength after receiving salvation is yielding to the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit. Amen. That's good.
Because he will come to you in all of these emblems. These are the water emblems, rain. River of God,
mm-hmm.
dew, water from the rock,
mm.
water springs, and wells of salvation.
Whoa.
These represent what the Holy Spirit came to do in our lives,
mm.
our dry lives. Our
Jesus.
Lives were dry. But our habit system and our mindset wasn't changed. The heart was. But if the heart gets strong enough, it can help you renew the mind. If you receive God's word in your heart, the
That's
Holy
good.
Spirit will cause you to understand it. He'll put the puzzle of God's word together inside you. And wherever you need it, he'll illuminate your understanding. That's like water springs. You know, the psalmist said, all my springs are in you. When the Lord told me about that, that deception problem, how when it comes to Jesus, nobody's deceived. That was like a spring. It, you know, the Lord brought it to me, but he brought the scriptures were there, and I never saw that before. Eve was the only person that was deceived against God. But when it comes to Jesus, nobody can be deceived because their eyes are open. We were talking about that in the class while you were out, Mary, in the previous class, but
okay.
She was deceived, and when you minister the gospel to somebody, they can tell that it's right. They know it. That's why they get angry. The second scripture God gave was, why do the heathen rage? They rage because they know it's right, but they don't want it to be right. They can't be deceived, so the enemy tried to persuade them to reject it through things like evolution, and those are excuses. Nobody believes evolution. That's just an excuse. I mean, I don't. It's so stupid. And you got brilliant people teaching it. They don't believe. They just don't want to follow God. When I was in the third grade, I said, that's the stupidest thing I ever heard a teacher teach. It's ridiculous. I just saw daydreaming. But it don't make sense. Even when people take usually people that are atheists, they're mad at God. So if you're angry at him, if you don't believe in him, why would you be angry at him? And why would you be angry at the people who love him? You know, it's a contradiction. The Holy Spirit bring these facts that you overlook. And after Adam ate off the tree, their eyes were both open, and all of their children are born after them. You know, we produce fruit after our kind. When a child grows up, natural thing, a regular child, nothing wrong with their mind. They can judge, they get to a point they can judge sin. The law was given so that we would know we were sinners. Yes. But when a person gets mature enough, they can judge sin. They know that they are a sinner. They know it's wrong. They know sin is wrong. Well, the Holy Spirit is helping us to fish people out of this world. Mm. And we need all of his influence to do it. Now,
amen.
Because we love God, we naturally want to be a blessing to people. We want people to come out the world. We want people to know Jesus like we do. But our methods get in the way. Jesus said, if you don't build with me, you scatter. That's true. Even if it's well-meaning, and most of the times it is. People can detect the rejection of the Lord. They can, anytime you tell somebody the gospel, people look puzzled. Sometimes they are doing a soul search, and they know that they can tell it's true, and they're doing a soul search. It's not, it doesn't mean that they don't want it. Most people really do. Some people will look forlorn and puzzled, but then next thing you know, they're saved. Some people get angry with you, and they start saying, well, what about the people that never heard? They're looking for something so that they can hold on to the world and stay in it. They know it's true. They can feel it. It's in their DNA. They know they're made of, people are made in God's image, and now their eyes are open and they can't deny the fact. That's why they get angry. All right, this came to me like a water spring. The Lord, he illuminated me to that fact. And it helped me to understand, always, it showed me how powerful our influence is. Preach the gospel just like God give it anyway. Don't diminish a word, because it's gonna just like Pastor said, it's gonna start a revival or a riot. Because Jesus is the divider; he's not just our Savior. The Holy Spirit comes to show us that he's not just a Savior; he's not just our High Priest and our Lawyer. He's also the divider. He divides the soul and spirit. No man will ever bring sin to heaven. If they don't let it go, they just won't come. Even if they once believed, it's not going to happen. It never will. God don't make mistakes. Any sinner, if God let one sinner in, over time, he'll have another Satan. So it's not going to happen. Satan is judged. Sin is judged. And he's just not going to let it in. So, nobody, I'm not going to bring it in. If I change and go back to the world, I just won't be up there. He doesn't have respect to person. He's not going to look the other way. Whatever I did will be forgotten. That's how it is. But I'm not going to do that. But God loves us. He loves us individually. He loves us truly. Every person is worth more than billions to a man. You know, a man would, you know, value things in money, but every person is so valuable to God. It's more than any amount of money we can imagine.
We're dying for.
Yes. He died for us.
Amen.
But with that being said, if they reject Jesus, they will not and cannot ever go to heaven.
Amen.
It won't happen. Because he's also the divider. He's the plumb line. God's going to judge every person on Jesus. And their eyes will open. Now, to help us win the loss, the Lord's not going to compromise. He's going to give you his word. You're going to, and if you live the love of God, the pure, unfeigned love of God in the sight of men, it works. The way we yield to the Lord is the way we receive revelation. Now, when it comes to the water springs help you. When you yield, you're in you're in a state of, you're submitted to the Lord. You're welcoming and receiving what he has to say. But a lot of times, I've seen it too many times, the Lord will begin to give people revelation and tell them to do something, and then they'll do something else. They'll rejoice for a while, but when it looks challenging, they deviate to something else. That won't work. But what the Holy Spirit was saying will. The illusion is Satan makes it look like it won't work or feel like it won't work. And usually it's the pushback from the world. And instead of dealing with it and continuing in God's way, they compromise so that the people will be quiet and feel soothed. But we're not called to be soothsayers. We're called to minister God's word. And the Holy Spirit helps us stay in balance. The anointing breaks yokes. There's so much deception. Before people hear the gospel, the enemy gives them something to believe is wrong. Now that's deception. The anointing breaks yokes. It you know, a man like Billy Graham, he has the anointing to go in there and break every yoke in the football field. You know, in the stadium that they're in.
Destroys, amen.
And then he preached a 25-minute message, and they all get, and most of them get saved. In that arena, the yoke was broken by his anointing. The anointing is given to help you do the work of the ministry. Amen. The anointing, once God give it to you, you can't take it back. The only way to find out what that anointing will do is to yield to the Lord. You have to yield. That's the faith aspect. That's just like what when Samson couldn't eat grapes and cut his hair. He couldn't eat grapes and he couldn't cut his hair, couldn't drink wine. When you yield yourself to the Lord, that's your not cutting your hair and not eating grapes. If you at least yield yourself and start speaking what God say, then the anointing is going to work just like heavy equipment. You know, I like to relate it to something. Being a mechanic, I see people with heavy equipment do what a normal man can't do. The anointing is a sanction that gives a man or a woman God's ability. It works through yielding. You can't deviate. You can't do, and also it's jurisdictional. You have to go where God say go. If he call you to Texas, you have to go to Texas. That's where your anointing is going. That's where it's needed. That's where he sanctioned it. And that's where you're going to see the best results. And with that being said, wherever God send you, that's where it's going. That's where you're going to see the greater works. All right. And it works like rivers of water. Everything that the Lord has given, the water springs, wells of salvation, water itself, information from the Holy Spirit to help you do what you got to do. People will live. The Lord was telling me this morning, he's got to come back real soon. And he was saying that many people will get saved if his people will follow him. But the time is so short, people will have to follow him now in order for him to reap more people. He's got to come back regardless. Because to keep his word, which he's going to do. He's got to come back ready or not, but more people will live if more people will yield.
Amen.
To the
Amen.
Wisdom of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
But dear Lord, I thank you for your word.
Yes.
Thank you for all that you're doing, every soul that yields to you and receive your word and relay your word. Help us to do all that's in your heart with victory and no fear. With love and no doubt, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
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 That's good, Apostle. Good. Praise God.